We follow the order of prime on page 108 in the front part of the hymnary, page 108. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father,
I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed, for the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen.
A lesson from Luke chapter 10. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her." These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. One thing is needful. Science might tell us it's oxygen. Health might tell us it's water. Humans need oxygen and water to survive. History might tell us it's knowledge. The arts might tell us that beauty is required. Knowledge and beauty help us feel alive. One thing is needful. In our text, Martha seems to be focused on one thing, serving and feeding her guests. That wasn't really a bad thing, but it seems to have distracted her from a better thing, the one thing that is needed most of all, the saving words of Jesus. We have the Bethany Auxiliary with us today. This group started in the 1930s as the Paint and Varnish Club. They were taking care of things, especially in the dormitories, but other things in Old Main as well. Because when Old Main was built in 1911, there wasn't enough time and money to paint the walls and varnish the woodwork. So in the 1930s, Dr. Ilvesacker of the S.C. Ilvesacker Fine Arts Center, or Doc Y, as he was called, organized a group of women from the Twin Cities to come and help. And since that time, the Bethany Auxiliary has become an organization that donates tens of thousands of dollars each year for student projects and scholarships. They want you students to have the best possible experience here at Bethany. They are busy, like Martha. But they are not only like Martha. They are here with us in chapel because they also believe that the gospel is the most important thing that we have here. They are like Mary, coming to hear the word of God, learning about the work of our Savior. In this lesson, Jesus tells Martha, "You are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken from her." This has been the motto of Bethany since its founding as a college and school for young women in 1911, one thing needful. But notice that Jesus does not tell Martha she should not do the other things. Dr. Johannes Ilvesacker, father of our Doc Y, wrote this: "Jesus does not imply that Martha's act was unacceptable to him, nor that her heart was estranged. Jesus loved her also, and she loved Jesus, and it was her devotion to him that impelled her to serve him. But with her ready mind, she was inclined to lose herself in her works, and it is this danger the Savior would call to her attention. She is so busy about Jesus that she neglects the opportunity to live in him." Jesus doesn't scold Martha for her work, but for her priorities. It's still important to make food, to earn a living, to take care of family, to have a home. It's important for men and women and families and everybody to have those things. Those needs will be with us our whole life, but someday they will go away. We won't need those things in heaven, but we will still need Jesus. In other places, Jesus says, "Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Mary sat at Jesus' feet to listen to him. She recognized the treasure of Jesus' word. Jesus spoke to her about sin and forgiveness. We need those reminders every day. The moms and grandmas and alumni and friends in the Bethany Auxiliary are here because they care about you, students. They come to assure you that they want you to have a good education and a good life. But they especially want you to hear that God forgives all your sins. And they come to hear that forgiveness with you today in chapel. College is a busy time. But life only gets busier after college, they can tell you. It's easy to become distracted from God's word. But we need to hear that special message from God throughout our life. He knows our sins and our weaknesses and our sinfulness. We get distracted from hearing God's word. We have so many other things to do. We get distracted from doing our homework. We get distracted from following the life that God wants for us in the Ten Commandments, to love God and to love our neighbor. But Jesus took all our failings on himself and makes up for them by his perfect and sinless life. He honored his earthly parents. He helped his neighbors by healing the sick and raising the dead, by feeding thousands miraculously. But most importantly, Jesus took the punishment of our guilt and suffered even the death of the cross in our place. Crucifixion is a horrid way to die, but God himself chose to do that for us. There is no question that God loves us and forgives us. Jesus even prayed for those who crucified him. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And Jesus says to us, I love you, I forgive you, I am preparing a place for you in heaven. Now, when we have this opportunity to show this love of God to others, God doesn't need for us to do all these good works, but he loves when we do them. Jesus came not to be served, but to serve. He receives our works not as merit to gain heaven, but as our expressions of thanksgiving and love. All of this comes from the one thing needful, the gospel of Jesus that forgives us and motivates us to love God as he has loved us. One thing is needed. Yes, oxygen and water and knowledge and beauty are important. But the one thing we truly need is that gospel that rescues us, feeds our soul, and gives us eternal life. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God for his gracious mercy and eternal salvation. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. We continue on page 108. Please rise. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Arise, O Christ, and help us.
And deliver us
for
your name's sake.
Our Father, who art in heaven, O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty ordered this day and all our doing in his peace. Amen. Please be seated, And I welcome Ellie Sorensen, the Vice President of the student body, to greet our guests this morning.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ellie Sorensen. I'm a junior here at Bethany Lutheran College studying communication with a focus on communication sciences and disorders, as well as Spanish. I'm also an officer of both the Spanish Club here on campus and a club called STORM, which stands for Serving Through Outreach, Relief, and Missions. This year, I also have the honor to serve as the student body vice president. On behalf of the student body, I want to welcome the Bethany Auxiliary members to our campus and thank you all for coming. We appreciate your interest in our college and all of the support you have given us over the years. You all truly have such a huge impact on our campus. I know Bethany holds a special place in many of your hearts, just as it does mine, and that you all have kept Bethany in your prayers over the years. I hope you have a wonderful day on our campus and that your time is informative and gives a little insight into how special the Bethany community is. Again, thank you all so much for being here and for your continued prayers and support for Bethany. We are so excited to have you here. God's blessings on your day.